Every day, roughly 100,000 flights take off across the planet. That number sounds impressive until you realize the entire system depends on a constraint most passengers never think about. The gate, not the runway, not the sky, the gate. Ports and airports are part of the same broader urban logistics system, connecting cities to international markets while concentrating freight flows and infrastructure impacts in specific locations. Think of the airport terminal not as a waiting room, but as a network router, a device that accepts incoming packets, processes them, and dispatches them outward. When a router's buffer fills up, the whole network slows. Gates work exactly the same way, and that single physical limit, Alina, ripples outward across thousands of miles of airspace. Here's why that matters at a planetary scale. Ports function as gateways between international trade routes and the economic regions they serve. Airports operate on the same logic, just faster and with passengers instead of container ships. A port-city interface is the zone where port operations, urban land use, freight movement, employment, and residential life all interact, and airports create an identical interface in the sky. The terminal sits at the center of that interface. Every gate is a handshake point between the city below and the global network above. When that handshake is delayed, a late inbound aircraft, a ground crew shortage, a gate conflict, the delay doesn't stay local, it propagates. Controllers hold aircraft in the air longer, fuel burns faster. Downstream connections miss their windows. One blocked gate can cascade into dozens of disrupted flights across multiple continents. Now, consider the concept of the feedback loop of throughput. For example, suppose a major hub airport has 30 gates serving long-haul international routes. Each gate can turn around one wide-body aircraft roughly every 90 minutes. That is the hard ceiling on throughput, not the number of runways, not the size of the terminal building, but gate occupancy. The key idea is that this ceiling is not just an operational inconvenience. It is a resource allocation problem with real economic stakes. A port's accessibility to its inland region can be decisive in determining whether shippers select it as a regional gateway. The same logic applies to airports. Airlines choose hubs based on slot availability. Cargo operators route shipments through airports with reliable gate throughput. When urban constraints, noise ordinances, land scarcity, neighborhood opposition prevent a city from expanding its airport, those local decisions become bottlenecks for planetary supply chains. The concentration of trade-related activity in port cities increases pressure on land, roads, and other urban infrastructure. Airports face the identical pressure, compressed into a smaller footprint and a faster tempo. That brings us to landing slots, and this is where it gets interesting for you, Alina. A landing slot is permission to land or depart at a specific airport at a specific time. At the most congested hubs, slots are bought, sold, and leased for tens of millions of dollars. They are virtual real estate. The World Bank describes ports as needing to be both competitive transport facilities and good urban neighbors, a tension that airports know intimately. Effective port city planning requires coordination among port authorities, city governments, regional authorities, and private sector participants. Airport planning demands the same coalition. Improving access to ports can involve better road, rail, and inland logistics connections rather than expanding the port's waterfront alone. Airports follow the same playbook: rail links, highway upgrades, remote check-in facilities, all designed to push the effective boundary of the airport outward into the city without physically expanding the terminal. Remember, the constraint is rarely the sky, it is almost always the ground. The takeaway here is precise. Airports are not passive infrastructure waiting for planes to arrive. They are active routers in a global physical network, and their capacity is governed by a tight feedback loop. Gate occupancy drives slot value. Slot value shapes airline route decisions, and route decisions determine which cities stay connected to global commerce and which ones drift toward the margins. Urban constraints, noise, land, politics feed directly into that loop, making local planning decisions consequential far beyond city limits. Alina, the next time you sit at a gate watching a departure board flip to delayed, you are watching that feedback loop in real time. A router buffer has filled, the network is rerouting, and somewhere, a supply chain is adjusting. Airports act as the critical routers of physical global networks, managing a delicate feedback loop between ground capacity and skyward throughput. And now you know exactly why that loop is so hard to break.